You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
A reading from the scripture is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9 to 10. You whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corner, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. In these human words, God's word is heard. And our gospel reading is taken from Matthew 28, the last chapter, last two verses. Chapter 28, 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Sisters and brothers, the gospel for our salvation. So our preaching for today is a preaching regarding Galadriel. See, may fan ba dito ng Lord of the Rings bukod sa akin? Diba? Ang professor ko sa New Testament, si Reeve, ay every New Year daw, New Year, 31, October 31, October 30 pa lang, pinapanood na nila yung buong yan, From the Hobbit to the Return of the King. Oo, December. Ah, October. December 30-31. Ganyan. Napanood na nila yan na family. Or kung hindi yon, Star Wars. Ang pinapanood nila. No? Star Wars. Sa ba sermon ko? Okay. Ako, at nabasa ko na yung, nabasa ko all six na libro niyan. Nung high school yata ako. High school, college. So, Galadriel ay actually lola siya ni Arwen. Siya ang nanay ng nanay siya nung nanay ni Arwen. So ibig sabihin mother-in-law siya ni Elrond. Kasi ang tatay ni Arwen ay si Elrond. And she is the most senior, bukod sa asawa niya, senior elf na natitira sa Middle Earth. And she's one of the four watchers of Middle Earth. Sino yung tatlo pa? Alam niyo. Si Elrond, tapos, hindi yung tatay ni Legolas. Si Gandalf, saka si Saruman. Pero si Saruman, siyempre later on, na-corrupt, turn to the dark side. So the portrayal of napanood niyo, di ba? Lalo na yung The Hobbit. Ang portrayal ni Peter Jackson, and somehow ni Tolkien din, the writer. Tolkien wrote this as early as the 50s, 60s, and British person siya, a British citizen. At ang pagkakadepict nila kay Galadriel, lalo na nung ayan na nga sa cinema ni Peter Jackson yung director, is very Mama Mary. Kaya nakita niyo ba? Lalo na yung sa The Hobbit, yung gabi, 'di ba nung gabi, nakatalikod siya biglang. Umikot na parang walang paa. Umikot na ganyan, tapos may buwan dun sa gilid. Hindi pinakita dyan eh. And then, umaga, iba naman. Naka-white naman siya, tapos ano, di ba? So, very, very, very Mama Mary. So, I don't think it was intentional. I don't think it was unintentional na gawin nilang may semblance ng Blessed Mother. Pero naalala ko din, ginagawa ko tong sermon, at naalala ko, very Mama Mary si Galadriel. No? Yung Mama Mary that, ano yan, gives, do not be afraid. I will be there when you ask help. Diba? Very Mama Mary. Tapos yung nagbigay ng mga gifts, at yung kumaway siya papalayo na nakabelo. Diba? Our Lady of Fatima. So that, and so when I was writing this sermon, naalala ko ang, no, ang mga Bex na nagpupunta sa Baklaran. Ang mga Marian, di ba? Our Mother of Perpetual Help. No? Naalala ko si Galadriel. The question today is therefore, in the story of Galadriel, who are the Galadriel of your life? Who are the Galadriels of your life? Who are those who stand watching over you from a distance? Hindi naman siya palagi nagbibigay ng support agad-agad eh. Galadriel had immense power. At nakita natin yan sa The Hobbit. In The Hobbit, Galadriel's power and seniority was shown when she was able to make a stand and repel Sauron. No, yung nakipaglaban siya kay Sauron. So she was a powerful elf. She had the one of the three rings of the elves. Yet with such power, she did not use it all at all times. Rarely. She used it when it is only necessary. But she also withheld. No? Winithold niya most of the time. And only stood watching as a guardian over Middle-earth. Who are the Galadriels in your life? Sa akin, there are times that si Pastora Carlene at si Pastora Kakay ay Galadriel sa akin. Siyempre, hindi ko nasasabihin kung sino ang Sauron. Who are those who tell you or make you feel? Sino ba yun? Sino yung sinasabi, or kahit hindi sinasabi, pinaparamdam sa'yo, do not be afraid. I am here. When you need me, I will come. I will be there. Punta naman tayo dun sa gifts. Notice also the gifts that she gave to the fellowship. The Fellowship of the Ring. She gives what is most needed and appropriate. A bow for Legolas and daggers for Pippin and Merry, dalawang hobbit. Very necessary, no? Needed and necessary. But sometimes she also gives something very odd. Very odd. Isang tali, a rope. Why not also a dagger? Sinaglalaro sa utak ni Sam. Or not a sword or some weapon. Why a rope? There are times in our lives and in our community that we question, doubt, and resist that which is given to us. Ito ba talaga ang kailangan namin? Bakit ito? Bakit ba si Miss Minchin ang pastor ng Open Table MCC? Bakit hindi charismatic? No, tawag kasi nila sa akin Miss Minchin eh. Kahit sa seminaryo, tawag nila sa akin Miss Minchin. Hindi naman ako naninigaw. Diba, never ako naligaw dito sa church. May mga mas misminchin pa dito kaysa sa akin. Pero hindi ko lang bakit akong tawag nilang misminchin. Diba? Bakit ba ang pastor natin ay yung serious looking? Bakit hindi yung charismatic at inspirational? Why am I given the gift of singleness? Is singleness a gift? Walang mag-amin. Is singleness a gift?
Thank you for reminding.
It is a gift. It is a gift. You are a partner to all. Partner to the world. Ba? Singleness is a gift. Why can't I have a partner like everyone else? No, parang yung dagger lang. Why can't I have a dagger like them and not this stupid rope? Why am I not given what was given to him, to her, to them? Why did I get what I got? It doesn't make sense. We question and reject people and gifts in our lives because we look too much towards others rather than appreciating what has been given to us. So the question, who and what are the Galadriels who gives us seemingly stupid gifts, only to find out later how useful such gifts are in our lives? What are the Galadriel moments or Galadriel persons and situations na yung iba, di ba, bibigay ng gift? Pero ano naman yung mga sitwasyon at mga taong wala namang binibigay na gift? Tulad ni Aragorn, Galadriel will only make us realize what is already precious in us, what we already have. Like that of Aragorn, we are reminded that with the gift we have. Ay, nakita niyo sa story, di ba? Sabi ni Galadriel, I cannot give you, or I'm giving you what you actually already have, the love of Arwen. So, who are those Galadriels in our lives? Or situations, hindi naman kailangan person eh. Galadriel moments. When we are not actually given, but we are asked to look into ourselves and see what is already there, what is already precious. We are reminded that with the gift we have, we already have, like Aragorn, there is still much that we must do. Because gifts are not given for the sake na matuwa ka lang. Gifts, and even in scripture, in the biblical scripture, you are gifted only because there is a purpose for that gift. Including being single. That there is still much to do. At certain times, persons and situations, there are Galadriels that makes us see the beauty of the world and of others, like that of the dwarf Gimli. And that in the simplest of things, like 3 golden strands of hair, there is so much to be thankful for and appreciate. If only we care to open ourselves to the possibilities. Or in sometimes to find a way to focus from time to time on what is good and beautiful in the world. Diba masyado tayong nagugulumihana, naguguluhan, ang gulugulo masyado ng mundo. Nakakalimutan natin minsan mag-focus to be grounded and to be centered and suddenly, you know, see the beauty and the goodness of people around us and of the world. And more importantly, to see the beauty that are in ourselves. And lastly, the last gift, ano yung last gift na binigay? The star, the light. Who are those and when are those situations where we are given light? the light of Erendil, the most beloved star. The light that will shine in places of our life and community where there is none. The same light that Galadriel, yung binigay niya kay Frodo is the same light, the same battle that he used to battle Sauron. To repel Sauron in the Hobbit. It is the same light. It is the same light that was given to Frodo, which later Frodo and Sam used and helped them to repel the giant spider, Shelob. No, may pangalan yung spider, Shelob. The light did not defeat the spider altogether. It was a supplement, an important and necessary one. But the work of defeating spiders and repelling shadowy forces are still up to us. But do you have Galadriel who gives you the light? Or reminds you that you are light and that you have light? Who are those persons or those situations who gave us light to help us face our difficulties and struggles? NCCP is somewhat of a Galadriel. It is comforting and amazing to remember that there were and there are Galadriels in our lives who watch over us, and we have to remember them and call upon them when needed. We have to do that from time to time, to remember the good people in our lives that we can compare to Galadriel. However, we cannot simply stop at those comforting memories of those guardians, of our guardians. Hindi pwedeng palaging tayo na lang yung feel good. The challenge here, especially today that we are in the Lenten season, is to ask ourselves, when are we also standing as guardians of one another and to the world? The question is, kailan bang ikaw naman ang Galadriel? In concrete ways, hindi lang yung bet mo lang isuot ang gown niya at ang belo. When are you a Galadriel for others in the world? When are we in the person of Galadriel who stand at a distance? Kasi meron din mga tao ino-overdo. Masyadong may mga tao rin na masyadong friendship na wala nang healthy distance at yung pagiging helpful hindi na actually helpful. When are we the Galadriels who stand at a distance yet in a proper time give our guidance and help and support? When are we the ones who give light to others? When are we the ones who say to those who are scared and hopeless, do not be afraid? No, kailan ba yung tayo naman yung nagsasabing, huwag kang matakot, andito lang ako. I am here, holding your hand as Galadriel holds Gandalf's hands. Do not be afraid. This is not just in our individual lives, but also tayo, Open Table MCC. As a church community, where are we able to say that we are sometimes and continue to be a community that is Galadriel, a giver of light to LGBTQI persons who are yet to see the light of who they are and what they can be? Nung Wednesday, nakita nyo naman na sa aking post, nung last Wednesday ng gabi, ako ay, I was invited by youth leaders and youth pastors ng evangelical churches. Hindi ko napapangalanan kung ano mga evangelical churches sila. Some of the churches are the ones that are rallying against the anti-discrimination bill. Now, this group of people started a fellowship November last year. And these are the people in their churches, leaders in their churches, who are questioning. Sabi nga nila, sila daw ang mga erehe, mga heretic ng kanilang mga simbahan. And this fellowship is a fellowship where they can safely talk about their doubts, about their doctrines and interpretations of their churches, where they can talk about social issues, why social issues are not talked about in their churches. So yung mga ganyan. So that particular Wednesday was about the reality of LGBT people, LGBT lives inside their church. Because certainly there are LGBT in their church, lalo na yung isang church. Hindi ko alam bakit ang dami talaga nagsisimbang LGBT dun eh.
Bongga production.
Bongga kasi production number. Parang RuPaul's lang. With the lights and the stage. And I did sense that there was a struggle. Aramdam mo, habang nag-uusap kami noon, nung magsisimula na nga, parang there was like 10 to 15 seconds of silence. Awkward silence because they do not know what to ask me or that they're afraid to ask me the hardest questions. That maybe they will ask for the first time. They have asked for the first time. And I sense the struggle at merong friction ang tatlong bagay. May tatlong bagay na friction. Yung reality that they are aware that there is the LGBT reality in tension with their doctrine, with their how they read scripture, and then in tension with their own feelings that they want to minister to LGBT. They want to understand LGBT. Not only because the LGBT are part of their church, but because some of the LGBTs are their friends. They're very close friends. So, nagsastruggle, nakasense ako that some of them there were really, really struggling at that time when we were talking. Overall, the conversation was very good, friendly, and na-enjoy ko siya, no? Na-enjoy ko yung usapan. Over beer. May umorder ng beer. It also inspired me and renewed me. Nakaramdam din ako ng inspiration, no? Kasi hindi lang struggle, eh. Some of them were really interested. Some of them were really excited for that conversation to happen. And it inspired me and renewed me in a personal way. But even more, it again inspired me with the mission that we have as Open Table MCC. That I feel sometimes, understandably, some of us from the inside have grown weary and apathetic of what we do, of why we are gathering Sunday after Sunday. And naisip ko nga i-invite some of us there. Kasi sa ano lang naman sila, sa Ortigas sila nag-fellowship every Wednesday. Weekly yan, ha? So, I can invite some of you if you're available there. It's just an open conversation. Wala talaga siyang structure. Wala siyang ano. No? Talagang ano siya? Holy conversation of topics. And I want to invite you, some of us in Open Table, so that they can hear your stories. Because it's one thing to talk about theology and Bible or to listen to your stories through me. And it's another thing for them to hear your story. To see the face of LGBT and of PLHIV. Yeah. It will do them a lot of good. And in turn, ano yan eh? Dynamics yan. In turn, no? In turn naman, we realize again that we are a giver of light. We find that inspiration and passion again, that we are giver of light. MCC is a giver of light in those places where there is no other light to shine, and that we offer a special and significant gift to others. So, I will admit, that some of my own personal Galadriel moments is like that of the first video where Galadriel asks, why the halfling? Why the hobbit? Ang ganyan akong Galadriel moment eh. Why MCC? I'm sure some of those who have been here for the longest time ask themselves the same thing. Why MCC? And perhaps, like Gandalf, perhaps because Open Table MCC, because all of you, gives me courage, gives me faith. Perhaps Open Table MCC, Sean, Mike, Jack, Chris, Daniel, si Neil ngayon, pumunta, si Choi, si Marco, ano ba namin yung si Marco, and the rest of us who remain to be here, perhaps you give me courage and you give me faith. Perhaps all of you gives me a sense of goodness that I cannot find in bigger, richer, and more powerful churches. Maybe Open Table MCC and its simple acts of kindness and compassion Sunday after Sunday, as well as its potential, the potential of MCC, makes me believe that in such ways we are able to help the greater movement to keep the darkness at bay. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, says God in Isaiah. And this is repeated by Jesus. He sends his followers to a dangerous mission of changing the world. Of changing, as Galadriel sends Gandalf on his way. Or later on, as she sends the fellowship in their continuing mission. Jesus sends his followers long ago, as he sends us also today, to the dangerous task of changing the world and facing the kingdoms of Mordor and the various Saurons of our time. But always assuring all of us that God is with us until the end of time. Because this is the nature of God, the God who sends us on our way. Not that God will solve all our problems or give us easy answers and fast solutions through power. But God, like Galadriel, repeats to us, do not be afraid. I am with you. I will come to your aid when you call. Mithrandir, do not be afraid. Let us not be afraid to face the challenges and struggles of life and of our Christian mission. Because certainly there will be Galadriels and maybe Mother Mary to help us. Various Marys. And like Galadriel, let us also become a Galadriel, the living channels of God's presence, who will say to one another, do not be afraid. Let us be a Galadriel to those whose only hope is God. In the name of the one who promised us that he is with us until the end of time. And we all say,
Amen.
Amen.